United Nations Human Rights Body has expressed concern over the torture of Palestinian children by Israeli forces who use them as human shields. The UN Committee on the Rights of the Child said hundreds of Palestinian children have been killed and thousands injured over the past 10 years. Houthis in Yemen have staged a fresh protest rally against the killing of Shias some 2 weeks ago. They chanted slogans against Yemen's security forces. They called for the trial of those behind the killing of the Zaydi Shias. Relatives of the victims also participated in the demos. Lawmakers in Kyrgyzstan have voted to end the U.S. lease on an airbase that is key for supplying American troops to Afghanistan. The lawmakers voted in favor of ending the agreement to lease the Manas airbase in June 2014. The bill will come into force when it is signed by the president. British media say Saudi Arabia has supplied Russian-made anti-tank missiles to insurgents fighting the government in Syria. They've quoted informed rebel sources as saying that the missiles, known as Conquerors, have arrived on the front lines of Aleppo and more heavy artillery is on the way. The West continues its campaign against free speech. Satellite provider Intelsat is the latest to announce the suspension of its services to Iranian channels. The EU-based company has made the decision under the pretext of U.S. sanctions against the president of Iran's National Broadcasting Corporation. Peace talks between the U.S. and the Taliban have been in Oslo amid tensions between Washington and the Afghan government. Afghan officials are angry at the U.S. for allowing the militants to open an office in Qatar. Kabul says the move contradicts the U.S. security guarantees. Kuwait's cabinet says it has approved the decree setting legislative polls for July 25th. This comes after the Constitutional Court scrapped parliament and upheld the controversial electoral law this week. The decree will be issued later by Emir Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmad Al Sabah. And Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah has submitted his resignation less than 3 weeks after his appointment. It is not clear why he has resigned or whether Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas has accepted his resignation. He replaced Salam Fayyad, who resigned in April.